PorkerPathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I welcome all the new listeners, and this is July 3rd, 2016, and it's beginning of the 4th of July for the celebration of our country. And for those of you that are new listeners, we cover subjects in medicine, law, and politics in ways that overlap each other. And because they all fit into one. And I mean, not make many more friends today, but I'm not politically correct. And so this program is going to have to make up for things that did not get expressed in the last Parker Pathways. You know, I want to just make a comment at the beginning that there's several things. First of all, it's my private view from all the contacts and the world and how it sets up in the different disciplines that I'm involved with and the people that I know in the government and otherwise. This may be the last 4th of July for the United States of America, which is no longer the United States of America. It's called the North American continent as a result of Mexico and Canada and Obama's meeting. But it was the North American continent 4.5 years ago, and when the maps were changed. And for those of you that are in the know, there was never any intention of the president to leave. It can be done in various other ways. And then number two, we're going to expand on that in this three-hour program. But the thing is that, and the second point is, you know, I do not think that the people who analyze financial situations really understand what happened with the British vote to leave the European Union. That's just my private view. And because there's another aspect of it, you might think that you didn't lose any money. That's a, you know, aspect to say, well, you know, it's their problem and so forth, you know. And but you do realize that the reason, there were lots of reasons why this happened, and we'll get into those too. You know, it's not a happy moment to to lose over $1 million of liquid assets that are personal assets. You know, which is about the average of what a lot of people have lost. But the hedge funds, they were on the sidelines for several days, waiting for the British vote to leave the European Union so they could move and bet against the pound. And the British stocks and the expectations, you see, for a sharp deterioration of the British economy. The Bank of England doesn't have any room to raise rates, and they don't have a large reserve. So the fund managers are not revealing who they are on the world stage, but the shorting of the pound is a consensus trade. In other words, you have people who are desperately trying to get into a larger size of money, and that's exactly what they did. But the big backstory of this is that it's a change of law, it's a change of countries, it's a change of value for water and food that was at stake to be controlled by the new countries that are already formed on paper, the North American continent's trade agreements, which are placed into citizenship determinations that will change. In fact, you have the Secretary of State mentioned today that ISIS is defeated. We'll talk a little bit about that too, and how that sets into the scheme of what's called location economics. This is a very sophisticated statistical formulation of which you are able to determine economic outcomes by behavior. In this case, the behavior is based upon food and water and questionable theories about climate change as a form of expectation. So you have a new economic world today on July 3rd. You have volatility in every form, the Chinese economy slowing, the United States recovering as a hit for a slower position of emerging economies, but you have Brazil in recession, Europe and Japan will economically, as best estimate, as their falling economy is happening as we speak, because it's Sunday here in America and it's the next day in many other parts of the world. So the global output is expected to be about 4% smaller after 5 years than it would otherwise would have been. So you have the European Union would be a full percent smaller than Britain at a 4%. So these indirect effects means the destruction of a nation. You have the impact on Britain and the European Union that would depend on these negotiations that will wind up in Switzerland, which simply adopts the European unity requirements without having to say how they're going to be decided. So you have, if you have Britain sending 44% of its exports to the European Union, and there's less than another member country, you see, so that could be quite significant, which means the collapse of the American economy in different ways, which we also will try to get in today's presentation. This affects, of course, medicine, the carbon footprint, and the determinations of activity that has to do with your genetics and the future of medicine. So that's kind of the set to the table of things as they happen. I do have to give congratulations. I noticed the show ahead of me no longer says that I'm the show that's following it, so I guess I've fallen out of favor with Texas. But the thing comes down to the fact that I give a credo to Texas law and on a determination that Sharia law in civil courts cannot be used. And, of course, it's a very involved opinion. But I give a shout-out to that. Now, of course, I don't agree with John Kerry, Secretary of State, that ISIS is defeated. And I also want to remind my audience, which I have for a period of 5.5 years, and maybe you just think that it's an academic exercise, that the death panel is just part of the story. You know, what the hell are going to do? You know, that type of thing, you know? But the Independent Advisory Board and Obamacare is going to have it selected by the President of the United States. Imagine the Congress passes it, but the President of the United States selects those people that are going to be on that board. Got 9 people. They don't have to be medical. They don't have to be. They can be politically connected. They can come from other countries. I don't keep reminding you, I've been talking about this with the audience for over 8 years on Parker Pathways. I've warned you on every show, one piece of the puzzle, one way or another. And I'm mad as hell that you haven't picked up on it, or some haven't picked up on it. And I'm mad at the audience, but, you know, I'm tired of it. Of people in inaction, they think they got something, you know, they're going to figure it out. No, you're in deep trouble, and you're in trouble on your medicine, you're in trouble on your carbon footprint, the new computer mind alteration software that goes into the government tomorrow. You've got the change of the whole legal structure of the United States, North American continent, that takes place in 1 week. Now, if you have someone who is politically inclined, which can be totally possible for the death panel, then you'll see the change of the process of it, of who lives and dies on this planet. Not the North American continent, it's on the planet. And it's interesting. You have a person who, Mr. Weisel, who died, who had written a book about the Holocaust. And of course, the people that don't like Jews, they say the Holocaust didn't happen, and it was a stage photographs, and so on and on and on. But the folks that do this type of determination have blind spots to the basic Holocaust that has been happening in the United States of America for 56 years, of which I have analyzed the whole basis of the peer review of the medical studies and on humans, on putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. And you want to think, well, Paul Ehrlich, he apologized, he's like, oh, geez, I just wrote a book on population bomb, I just feel that too many people you know, on the earth. And Dr. John Aldrin, who also is in Stanford, of course, he's at Harvard now, but he's a science and technology czar for Obama. And the whole point is, you know, the one baby family go into place, but at the same time they'll support people who are illegal citizens who have anchor babies to come in and receive their remunerations. And that's the government's policy. It's been that way for 15 years. So, but no one wants to call the Holocaust that's occurring in America. Yeah, I'm going to call it America. And you people out there that think that that's something that's out of the bad question, you know, that's your business. I'm still going to call my country America. I'm not going to do the three amigo bullshit BS that went on up there in terms of Canada, and they were just, you know, and they're touchy-feely, you know, we're going to do this and change that, and we're going to help the thing and put have more food from other countries, we're going to shift the business overseas, we got to, you know, the whole thing in the real world. No, it's America. And, You know, you have Google who is saying, well, we're going to start ahead of time from the North American continent because we have the new software. We already have developed it. But in the terminations of how we can write code using the subconscious mind, we'll put it out. It wasn't supposed to come out for mind control until a year from now, but we're going to, so they announce, you know, that they're going to use it, starting point will be today. And so you have the Agenda 21s, the Agenda 2030, you have the word sustainability, you have the control and the metering of the water, which will go into effect officially in about 6 hours from now. I've been talking about it for 9 years on this station. So it's showtime for you. And my attitude about this is the people that come along that understand what's going on, they're going to be the ones that are going to be saved. If you want to buy the idea that telemedicine will help you, then welcome to the arena, because the sandbox just opened up as of 2 days ago, and it turns out the fact, and I've just decided that, you know, I'm going to give it to you straight, but and I have for all these years. I've given you the chemistry that's necessary for you to change, the tests you need to do, the whole basis of how the developmental process will work, and control of having no paper money. You know, you had UniCredit that lost 70% of their value. You had Barclays that lost 60%. You had Royal Bank of Scotland. What was that? About close to 60%. Deutsche Bank, close to 55% of value. Credit SCG Group, SODS Societe, lost 50%. That controlled over 25% of the gold, which everybody touts in this country. Then you have the UBS Group, lost 40% of its value. The BNP Paribas it was at 35%. And so they say, well, the stock market turned around, you know, network, but it's just sitting there. If you lost money, you can't get that back, because who controls the liquid asset? It's the base of the treasury and the bonds, which the America. It carries. And what a con job they did on the public. What a con job. It is, you know, and made it come back and say, well, I don't have any thing in the stock market, you know. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and then we will proceed with the death knell. 800-313-9443.
Do you you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and one thing that you can say about the British vote that will absolutely change contract and negotiations on our planet, because now we have to integrate terrorists in our contracts. We have to change the process of how we view the calorie count for human beings in the carbon footprint, the kind of water you use, the virtual water, the development of your contract in real estate, which you do not own officially, and the other changes that were part of what I call the Potsdam Agreement. That's what I'm calling it, the Potsdam Agreement with the three amigos. But the changes that were already made in the currency transfers under Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, where the government will be able to grin in that negotiation on the exit from the European Council. That's why they pushed it to the public and said, well, it'll take 2 years. Well, that's part of the Lisbon Treaty, you know. But the whole thing determination of ways that the intellectual property and patents and trademarks to have competition rules and data protection and labor are really what's at stake. And I don't want to bring in religion if I have to. That's not the point, because I think even the word religion should be changed. In other words, if you were to take a currency like Credit Suisse, which was down 9.5%, France's Societe Generale was down 8.4%, and Italy's UniCredit, the SPA, was off by 8%. And so these European banks are in the stronger shape than they were before the 2008 financial meltdown. So what do? They shove currency into it and place it in the Vatican Bank. They don't tell the public that, you see. So, and I wouldn't know about that if I was just a regular person that's trying to enjoy my life of a Sunday. Someone asked me on my what I want from the bucket list. They asked me that, and that didn't more than a week ago. They say, "Boy, you sure took our hat, Captain." You know, I think, "Jesus, what are you going to do now?" You know, they say, "What's on your bucket list?" And that's the sentence. Okay, the person who's saying that runs three banks. So the thing comes down to the fact, you know. And I said, "Well, all my life, you know, for the thing from years ago, all I wanted to do was to see a good football game. I wanted to go to baseball, eat a hot dog, drink a beer, of course, it'd be nice to have company. But the thing is that, you know, basic things, be able to walk on the pier and not have to be worried about being attacked. Not walking around and not having bodyguards, you know. See, there are little things that go on in America that are important for understanding freedom. And these things, and I haven't done those things, but I'm glad to be here in RBN. I always have. To set the stage in the real world for things that are going on. I wonder how many people out there would do that. You know, I don't think you understand. You may understand. Everybody talks about it. Says, "Well, our country's in trouble." The country's in more than trouble. The country's gone. And the thing is, the fact is, if everybody complains about Clinton and Trump, you know, the thing, like they blame Trump for the things that should be changed, which they talk about, but no, they'll lose money on their deals. So when they voted on Britain, it affected the Republicans' deals more than it did the Democrats. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9444.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, everyone. The determinations of selection of the Supreme Court selections, and of course, the president will be controlling his selections for the death penalty. Under Obamacare law, the selection of the death penalty, of course, can be from other countries. And in other words, for the real one world order, and that's a fact. And of course, you have the Democratic Party wishing to prosecute climate change skeptics. Of course, they don't understand the physics of climate change, nor do they understand the quantum physics of the cosmic atmosphere and the sun to determine how they're going to make their model. With that being said, I, in order to have a voice, I took a glycocorticoid shot so I could have a voice. Be able to speak. I've been invited to a world meeting at the patent office, and which was called Reinventing Our Climate Future. On the stage were Nobel Prize winners in energy. There was one there from how to get energy without the use of dams, because the environmentalists and the social dictators of Agenda 2030 were on the stage as well. Of course, they don't want any dams. And then there was one Nobel Prize on the list person that contributed to Obamacare. And there were two webcasts that were going on at the same time on the same presentation. One went into Dallas, Texas, and the other was at Alexandria, Virginia. I was invited. I was shocked that I was invited because my position on water is global at this point. And in fact, we have more people that are global that understand the water, and what I've been touting in terms of life-saving chemistry for humans is more profound in other countries than it is in the United States. By the way, the six people that have been in jail for several weeks, that was 3 years ago, and then, you know, talking about chloramine at city councils, they were freed about a few years ago, but they've been rearrested. And I don't get any American support for freeing those people in American jails for talking about chloramine, which is an additive to the water under the guise of Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia, elimination in the drinking water. The donations from foreign countries are quite extensive to bail them out. That being said, the theme is based upon climate innovation and the idea of developing a free enterprise, which is being touted in terms of reinventing innovation in such a way to support the United Nations climate change. I remember where this is being held. This is being held in Carnegie, in New York, being websited to Dallas, and being, of course, websited out into the American stream, but also the audience was 20 nations and their representatives. So that's the setting. So you have my particular intellectual property innovation concept for is what I've talked about on Parker Pathways on RBN, and as water as a focus for invention. Money has been set aside for various nations. It's up to $30 billion for a 10-year mission innovation for the development of the change of the function of water, the basis of determinant of energy, but energy that you may not like. By 2025, the idea is to have a reduction of 20% of the Fahrenheit level of the Earth. The presentator for getting energy without dams is an actual company which is invented out. And of course, the Nobel Prize person who invented the chip for the determination of bypassing the grid, he had with him a prototype and the patent on the stage, and through the determination is his determination, of course, for the future of artificial intelligence, for power gridding. I've talked about on this program many times. I even gave you the companies. If you had invested that 7 years ago, you would be quite wealthy today. But that is, my suggestions are only informational, blah, 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 disclaimer, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you get screwed the next day by the government in the real world. And as Obama says, he walks around with a pen and a phone. His kill list is in his hip pocket, and he uses it. So they have the theme. And this is the Patent Office. They didn't understand this, and they're touting the United Nations sustainability. Their position is to that they need companies and cities to get involved with states to implement the new world order. They have on energy and water. So the focus is on energy efficiency, and a focus on the quantum physics of miniature motors the size of a matchbox. Because there was in the audience, you've got to understand, you know, at Carnegie and the rest of it, there were over 2,000 people at Carnegie in the room physically, plus the five invited webcast, which I was one of them, and which I'm grateful to present my position on water as I see it. And then, of course, the hydro energy system is to be based upon carbonizing electricity. That's one of the themes for a suggested innovation. The electrifying materials, of which I am quite interested, is one of the themes. The development of carbon storage is needed. Of course, this is the idea of this bogus idea of putting carbon back in the earth and then saying, well, it turns to stone, so what's your problem? Well, read the ancient writings and find out what that's going to turn out to be. You know the old story, don't turn back, you turn to salt if you look at it? Well, they didn't say that that was a round disc that had a red light and in the writings. They didn't tell the public that part. The monks took that part out when they wrote the Bible. And then how to move electricity around. In other words, as one of the themes. So these are legitimate invention ideas. I can understand them. But the idea of using water as a medium on those levels means that the determination of property rights within patent falls within what the British leaving the European Union is all about. Remember, this occurred on June 29th and on the climate change innovation system. Was timed, and they did not hide that. And that was right out in front of God and everybody. They wanted the change of the financial so that they could take away, start the process for taking away the paper money, change the innovation, control the sustainability concept. So you have the idea is not to need power plants, but to save electricity as one of the goals was happening in this discussion. So, in other words, another folly, you see. In other words, if you take away a power plant, in terms of saying you have, in a power plant, you have regeneration, okay? If you have electricity under control, then you're on a grid and the concept of it. In other words, if you have your number of the in the carbon footprint in your medical record in the death panel, you will be eligible for the electricity. Does this remind you of anything? Do you get it? You know, do you get this? Whoever has the mark in it, so be it, and be it that thing as it's come unto me. Amen. Do you know where that priest comes from? You get it? So in other words, you have the classified high-efficiency energy, which is now being set at 7,000 miles per gallon, which has already been molecularly vaporized for fuel. Right now, there are 117 patents that have already solved most of these problems, and they're classified and not available to the public. Think about that. Remember when I was talking about the idea years ago? I knew one of the family members of the guy that invented the motor the size of a shoebox. And, that was real, you know, and they took that, you know, they took that. And it's been sitting in a warehouse, just like in a movie, along with Tesla's safe. It's all you see in the warehouse. And that's real. And, of course, the Nobel Prize winner who had developed the chip and the thing, he used a lot of Tesla's generation mechanics. And the only way he could have gotten that material was from Tesla's safe when the government went in and Tesla's body wasn't even cold. And they raided his safe in his apartment in New York. Welcome to America. So the biggest theme within this patent office determination was not to make the same mistake as India. In other words, India wants to save out 3 billion metric tons of electricity. The Nobel Prize winners and the other people who are working with electricity and water are saying, well, that can be bigger, you know. And I believe that. I believe that they could go to 48 billion metric tons of electricity based on the mathematics that I put together. I do think that's possible. But the thing comes down to, in other words, they're saying India's too low in their value. So, of course, they're basing on the idea that you can three-dimensional print car parts. In other words, you can reestablish a new form of transportation. However, there are problems with artificial intelligence cars. I think there was a Navy SEAL that got killed a week or so ago from an artificial intelligence driven car. But the whole thing that the idea of having the United Nations use the word on the stage as connectivity. In other words, the idea that over a billion people don't have electricity, and that's true, you know, there are the number of people that do, but to have that idea that you can create a different metric ton of the value of the saving electricity, not have dams, you work it for artificial intelligence, how long do you think a wind electricity is going to last? You have to have the wind, don't you? Use it from the ocean. The innovations that have been around for creating energy from the oceans that's been around for several years, and that's been locked up. But how far do you think that's going to go? You're only dependent on the planet's determination of gravity. So you're, again, if you go without a power plant, of which the environmentalists have worked. In fact, I made a statement in front of 2,000 people at Carnegie in New York and at Dallas, Texas, in terms of the process of this. And I said, it's time. We have two choices, in my opinion. We can go the way that I started on this program with Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome scenario, or we have the process by which we use the human body not like Soylent Green, which was suggested, and I've talked about this for several years, the movie Soylent Green. But the thing is, which is in the mix, by the way, so that you understand what we're talking about here. But you have the idea that here is the key point that the United Nations representatives are making on the stage of the Patent Office, Nobel Prize winners, And the Dallas, Texas patent office and the concept of that, there's a piece of work. I mean, the idea to have a reward system for innovation. Now, you may think that that's an idea, but that's a United Nations principle. Like, you take cities across America that don't have pipes that are adequate. They're 60 or 100 years old. They have the, you know, and they're trying to be renovated by trenchless technology, very sophisticated, very good work. But the idea is that let's have a reward for the people that do that work and make a suggestion for it. And what's the reward? An added year to your life. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And what I'm reviewing with you is the Patent Office's global presentation on climate change innovation, on how to reinvent climate futures. Keep in mind that this is not an academic exercise we're discussing. The Nobel Prize winners of energy are discussing and did discuss the sonic transformers that place into the grid. A lot of this is being done by people at NIT. And also the United Nations wishes everyone to think globally to solve the problem of energy. And, of course, to my presentation on the genetically modified trees to produce metal, I reviewed that project and related it to the BRAIN project, of which I'm very much involved in reviewing those projects. But the they are presenting a legitimate position, I think, on they feel it should be a time scale that needs to be in the invention with the GMO trees for the and plants, which is already on its way. And of course, there should be a time scale for the extraction of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. There's this scheme by which you use the carbon dioxide extraction system in a different way. And then, of course, the use of soil. There are several things I want to present today about soil and your human body. But for the determinative of immunity. And then you need an economic agricultural system footprint for carbon dioxide sequestering. In other words, they want to make farms on the earth that will be treated like farms for raising food, but they don't want you to have any meat or any other kind of food. They want the government menu involved. So the idea of having energy, which is really formation now of what the people in the patent office wish to see, and the United Nations wish to see, is really digital source of power. And of course, the materials to be reused with quality. And, of course, that's a tough call. And that can be done. And then, of course, a different way to make energy. And here we get into what I am involved in terms of cosmic energy and the determination of the innovations in that area. So I was presenting my side of the determination of this as a futurist and applying the concept of what had been determined and learned so far within the innovation system of energy and food, and particularly for food. And realizing that, as I made a comparison, that let's say that you have terrorists who destroy history, which they have, that explain these things. Thank you very much for listening to the first hour of Partner Pathways. We have two more live hours, which I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we're just getting started. I'm trying to give you some truth with the new America. We'll see you on the next two live hours of Partner Pathways.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.